at least we have a smile on your face. So, Jan, tell us what those two holes, well, we'll start with the first playoff hole, what that was like for you with that amazing birdie putt.
Yeah, like, to be honest, my second shot was a little mishit. I hit it, like, thinned it a little bit. I was actually really worried about the water hazard as well. But luckily, I was able to got, reach to the green. And then I got, like, 15-foot birdie putt just out of the outside of the green. And then I think I was in my zone. Like, I knew where the line was. And then I just trusted myself. Then I just made it. And for sure, that was really a great putt. And then even, like, second hole, I thought I made my birdie putt as well. Like, I actually putted at the pretty similar position at this regular final round. And then ball was turning a little to the right when I made that putt at 16. But that one didn't turn to the right. But I did my best. And then, obviously, like I said at the press conference a few days ago, like, as long as I did my best, it's like I'm just going to walk away. Mm-hmm.
Tell us kind of the story of your day. I mean, you'd had three rounds in the 60s coming in. Putter perhaps a little faulty so far today, but also the water shot there late. Tell us about maybe just the story of your round today.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the making double bogey at the second hole wasn't really a great start. But, well, obviously, when I first missed the par putt, it wasn't really a bad putt, but just ball just turned quite hard and then ended up like 3-foot bogey putt, and then I think I just couldn't trust myself. That was reason why I missed it. And then after that, I just keep talking myself to, like, you know, you're the one of the best putter in the world. And I think that really helped. Like, you know, I was able to make birdie two in a row after that. And then, well, also, like, I've been hitting my ball really great this week. This week's performance is one of my best performances I've ever had as my professional career. So it is no doubt, like, when I decided to hit the shot, I just never looked back. And then most of the shot was really great. And then maybe biggest regret is 6-17. I was over the ball and then felt like wind was a little bit more into. So I was going to, you know, have like one club longer. And then I was like, I just want to stick to my, you know, plan A. And then I hit it. I don't think that was a really bad shot, but just maybe ball drew it a bit more than expected. Then it was really strong right to left wind. And then wind just took it really hard to the left. So it's finished in the water hazard. But once again, I did my best. If I look back, nothing I can do any better than that. I just did 100% effort every shot, every putt. And still, you know, I liked looking at the positive side. You know, this is my best finish for this tournament. So hopefully it's keep going to improve. And then one day I want to lift that trophy.
What was the number on 17 and what clubs were you between?
I think to the pin was 169, and then I wanted to land it about like 158-ish because the ball, I mean, where the pin was at the kind of deep inside, so I knew ball was going to kick it hard to the left. So I hit it like, it's about 158 shot with the 7-iron. Then I was thinking about maybe I can hit like a little bit more than 160 and just cut the 6-iron to just holding up to the wind. But once again, I just wanted to stick to my plan A, and I just really wanted to trust it, my decision. But ended up, I don't think the number wasn't bad, but just drew it a little bit too much.
What did you do to get back focused after that double bogey on number two?
Just, I had to let it go. Like, you know, if I'm keep looking back, I think that's really bad thing to do, especially when you are in contention. Like, past, nothing I can control. Like, but for present and future, it's something I can control. So I just wanted to focus on what I can do instead of what I cannot do. And then I think that attitude made me to have some great shot after that second hole. And then, well, I know it was really bad. It was really bad score at the second, but even at this whole second, I did my best. I just did everything what I could do. Just no regret.
I wondered if you could, first of all, assess the shot that Sung Young hit on from the hazard on 16 and kind of what was going through your mind through that. And obviously you made a great putt after that, but just take me through that hole from your perspective.
I actually didn't see her second shot. I didn't know where her ball was. So I was kind of surprised to see, like, she actually hit it to the pin. I thought she was going to maybe lay out because, I mean, even though I didn't know where it was, but I couldn't see the ball. So I thought maybe a really tough one, but that was really brave. And then when she hit it, I believe that was inside of water hazard. Like, she just discussed with her caddy a lot. I thought of something's going on, but after she hit the phenomenal shot, I was like, okay, you know, she got the shot, and I will show my shot, and then I made the birdie. So those kind of things, I really just, you know, being proud of myself. Like, even though I lost at the playoff, if I went through all the 18 holes, like, I definitely did something really great. And then the one thing I really proud of myself was, like, I was just fully focused on my game. I never really comparison myself to Sanghyun or like Brook or like Nasa. I saw like Nasa shot like 8 under, and you know, when I just struggled to find a birdie instead of like shot 8 under, I was like, okay, you know, I gotta do something better. Once again, I just did my best.
If I could just follow up, you and Sanghyun have such different styles, especially on the golf course and how you show your emotion, etc. What's it like going head to head against her and basically spending the day alongside her? And she looks intimidating, but does she feel that way to a fellow player?
Well, like you said, like, Sanghyun and I am very different, just different character. Like, I guess she's very shy, and I know because, like, she's not really comfortable with the language in U.S. Because of that, she's not really speaking much on the golf course. But at the same time, even speaking in Korean, she's, like, not really talk much. So I never really had a chance to get to know her, but, you know, on the golf course, I know... she always wanted pulling her, you know, A game all the time, and then she was definitely desperate to win the tournament. At the same time, so did I. So we both did our best and ended up, you know, she won this tournament, but hopefully I can have something for the future.
Can you talk a little bit about the conditions on your second shot on the 16th hole, the final hole? Was the weather starting to become a factor then, and did you know play would be suspended right after you hit?
To be honest, when I hit the second shot, I was in my zone, so I didn't care about how dark it is, you know, what the temperature is. Like, I didn't really care about anything. But right after I hit the shot, I was walking up to the green, and then I knew the sky was a little darker. So I just talked with my caddy, and I was like, oh, it's great. I mean, the sky looks pretty dark, so I think the rain gonna be come soon. Hopefully we can finish soon. And then as soon as I said that, rules official came to me, is like, play suspended. I was like, okay. But that was about it.
What impresses you about Sanghyun the most?
What
impresses you about her?
She's long, so she's definitely an aggressive player. Like, some of the decisions she made out there was something I can't do right now. I thought that was very brave. Like, even the 18, you know, I think she aimed quite far left and ended up she finished at a really great position. So I guess she was a bit struggled with her game this season as well, but I think maybe she learned a lot after that, and then she was able to win the major. So she's a great player.
What's your impression of this golf course and then the conditions this week with all the heat, and did you talk to the other players about that too, sort of the general view of Kemper Lakes?
Well, yeah, like, all the players love this golf course. And then, actually, I knew I was going to love this tournament, and I was going to love this golf course. But after I played 72 holes, I even like it more than I thought. You know, depends on wind direction. Golf course play really, really different. And then depends on pin position. That hole could be handicap 18 to, like, handicap 1. So it was, like, so much fun. Also, like, depends on tee ground. It's like so much different golf you can play. So it was total excitement. And I really appreciate the PGA of America to give us really good opportunity to playing really great golf course. I look forward to playing rest of my career's PGA, the KPMG PGA, KPMG Women's PGA Championship. It's long.
Well, thank you so much. It was a wonderful week, Sohyeon. Thanks for letting us spend it with you. Bogey-free round of 69 today. Sanghyun, congratulations. How does it feel to be able to lift that trophy?
이거 그냥 얘기할게요. 오늘 정말로 긴 라운드였고 이 트로피가 제 옆에 있다는 게 정말 믿기지가 않고요. 정말 하늘을 날아갈 것 같아요.
It's been a really long round today, and I can still believe that I am sitting right next to this trophy.
I think the moment that we all remember is that amazing shot on, what was it, number 16, right next to the water. Tell us what you thought as you walked up and saw that shot, talked with David, and then made that stroke.
솔직히 그런 상황에서 치는 건 처음이었고, 그치만 치기 전에 데이비드가 굉장한 믿음을 줬어요. 공 아래쪽에는 물이 전혀 없기 때문에 평상시처럼 치면 된다라고 말을 해줬기 때문에 제가 자신 있는 샷을 할 수 있었고 그렇게 돼서 좋은 결과로 이어진 것 같습니다.
Actually, it was my first time doing that kind of shot. And of course, I talked a lot with David, my caddy. And since there was no water below that, and that really gave me the confidence to do the nice shot.
And then your final stroke in that playoff hole, when it went in, we saw you cry and get emotional. What does this win mean to you?
솔직히 올해 이번 우승하기 전에 우승이 한 번 있었지만 컷 탈락도 다섯 번이나 있었던 올해였어요. 그래서 정말 저 나름대로 굉장히 힘든 한 해를 보내고 있었는데 이번 주에 정말 좋은 플레이가 나온 것 같고 그간의 힘듦을 보상받는 것 같아서 그래서 눈물이 나왔던 것 같아요.
I had another winning before this one, and of course it's been a tough year for me since there was 5 times of cut out, and even though it was a really tough year, I think I did really good play this week, and I feel like every work I've done is paid off today. That's really made me cry.
We'll open it up for questions. Raise your hand. We'll start right here with Steve.
Was the ball on 16 plugged at all? And how did you hit it? Did you hit it like a sand shot or did you try to catch the ball first?
그 공 밑에는 전혀 물이 없었기 때문에 벙커샷 하듯이 공을 쳤고 굉장히 임팩트가 잘 들어갔어요. 그래서 치자마자 잘 쳤다라는 걸 알 수 있었어요.
Since there was no water below the ball, so I did like what I do with the bunker shot. So I felt like I got this when I did the shot.
All right, we're going to go to the back row to the camera. We'll bring the microphone to you.
It was a tie game, and there's sudden death. Also, there was a lane suspension. How did you manage your pressure and mental?
비가 내리고 여러 가지 접전이 많은 상황이 펼쳐졌는데 2위에서 또 이제 선두그룹에 올라섰고 어떻게 심적으로 매니지하셨는지 관리하셨는지 멘탈에 대해서 말씀해 주시죠.
솔직히 본 경기 끝나고 나서 연장전에 들어갔을 때가 훨씬 덜 긴장됐던 것 같아요. 그래서 굉장히 마음이 편했고 데이비드랑 뭐 사적인 농담도 되게 하면서 마음이 편해서 그래서 두홀을 잘 마무리할 수 있었던 것 같습니다.
To be honest, I got less nervous during the playoff. So I even made like jokes with David and really made me comfortable.
Middle of the back row.
Could you talk about what you were thinking after So had converted her putt on the first playoff hole, knowing you needed to make yours to extend the playoff?
그냥 주어진 샷에만 최선을 다하자고 생각을 했고, 티샷을 잘했고 또 세컨샷 상황이 어려웠었는데 정말 저 자신을 믿고 쳤던 것 같아요. 그래서 좋은 샷들이 굉장히 많이 나온 것 같아요.
I just kept thinking, just do my best and do always what I was doing, and I really liked. I was satisfied with the tee shot. That was pretty good. And second shot was difficult, but I'm happy with that.
We're going to go right here and then immediately to your left.
On television today, the announcer said that your nickname at home is Tiger. Are you familiar with that? And what do you think about that?
알고 있는지 어떻게 생각하는지.
그냥 몇몇 친구들이 장난으로 타이거라고 부르는 줄 알았는데 아나운서 분까지 그렇게 말할 줄은 몰랐고요. 저는 굉장히 기분이 좋은데 타이거즈는 어떨지 모르겠어요.
Only my few friends back in Korea just made me joke like, oh, Tiger, and I didn't know that the announcers actually said that on TV.
경기 잘 봤습니다. 시카고 타임스의 신동엽 기자인데요. 네. 이제 경기도 후련하게 잘 마치셨는데 되게 큰 메이저 대회만큼 상금도 크잖아요. 그래서 지금이 이제 대회를 마쳤으니까 뭐 이걸로 상금도 탔고 했어요. 가장 하고 싶은 게 무엇인지 궁금해요. 이제
이전에 많은 대회들을 우승했을 때도 같은 질문을 받았었는데 다른 것보다 그냥 가족이 제일 먼저 생각나고요. 가족이랑 제가 번 돈으로 정말 맛있는 거 먹고 싶어요.
When is the last time that you remember being that emotional after a win and crying? And then the second part of that is, were you surprised by your emotions?
오늘 저 되게 약간 울음도 보이고 감정적으로 보였는데 그게 약간 마지막
오늘처럼 울컥했던 거는 처음이었던 것 같아요. 마지막 퍼팅을 끝내고 바로 눈물이 쏟아진 건 처음이고 조금 창피하기도 했고 그렇지만 너무 기쁨에 못 이겨서 눈물이 났던 것 같고 정말 행복했어요.
Actually, this is my first time feeling like this kind of emotion, like being this emotional. And I was really happy. Like I couldn't help with that.